Chapter 10. Triplets. People are flowers. Music is water. Musicians are the hose. Carlos Santana. General Tuplet Information. The notes you're about to learn are called triplets, and they belong to a group of rhythms known as tuplets. Examples of tuplets include duplets, which is two notes, like the eighth notes you've learned, triplets, three notes, the subject of this chapter, quintuplets, five notes, sextuplets, six notes, etc. In this chapter, you'll learn triplets because they're the most common. The rule to remember for triplets if you're trying to figure one out is that a triplet, three notes, takes place in the amount of time it would normally take to play two of the triplet notes at their regular length. Sound confusing? A concrete example will help explain. The eighth note triplet. Eighth note triplets are the most common triplet and the easiest to count and to feel. The three notes of the triplet are beamed together, and there's a small three over the beam telling you the figure is a triplet. They look like this. And you can look at example one on this book's website at basicmusictheory.audio. The eighth note triplet is played in the amount of time it normally takes to play two eighth notes, which is one beat. The rule is the same for all triplets. They're played in the amount of time it takes to play two of the notes used for the triplets. For example, the three notes of the quarter note triplet are played over two beats. Back to the eighth note triplets. They are one beat long because there are two eighth notes in one beat. In the next example, you can see how eighth note triplets are counted. Be sure to tap your foot as you count so that your foot hits the floor on all the numbers. This is example two on the website. And here's the count. One triple, two triple, three triple, four triple, one triple, two triple, three triple, four. 16th note triplets. To find the length of a 16th note triplet, we use the same rule. A triplet's length is the same length as two notes that are used in the triplet. That means a 16th note triplet happens in the time it takes to play two 16th notes, or half of a beat. A 16th note triplet is half of a beat long. They look like this, in example three. The counting for 16th note triplets is a little trickier than most other rhythms, but with a couple tries and some foot coordination, you shouldn't have any trouble. The count that I like to use for 16th note triplets for two beats would sound like this, and I'm going to go very slowly so you can hear the syllables, about this fast. One lolly and lolly, two lolly and lolly. So the one and the two occur when your foot hits the floor. The and is the upbeat, or the second half of the beat, when the foot is in the up position. The la and the li should fit between the numbers and the and, while your foot is either going up or coming down. 16th note triplets happen quickly, even at a slow tempo, so you have to really spit out that la li quickly. It'll probably take a few tries to get it right, so keep at it until you've got it. In example 4, notice that in measure 2 and 3, the 16th note triplet is connected to an 8th note. 16th note triplets are often paired with 8th notes to round out the beat. And here is that example counted. It's in 2-4 time. One lolly and lolly two, and one and lolly two, and lolly one and lolly two. As with any of these counting systems, if you have a hard time spitting out those syllables, you're more than welcome to create your own system as long as it's correct rhythmically. For example, brass players or other wind players might use triple tonguing to count this and to feel it. So that would be something like tickada tickada ta 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 tickada ta tickada ta tickada ta. Whatever makes sense and whatever works for you is what you want to use. From here on out, you won't get the simplified version of the rhythm on the one-line staff. Coming soon, you'll be learning what all the other symbols mean and do. So consider this your time to get used to seeing all of the notes on the five-line staff. Focus on the rhythm only for now. Quarter note triplets. Quarter note triplets are a challenge to count accurately at first, so I've saved them for last. Applying the triplet rule to quarter note triplets means the quarter note triplet takes place over the length of two quarter notes, or two beats. So quarter note triplets are two beats long. Quarter note triplets usually have a bracket over them. This bracket line simply groups the notes together so you can tell which three notes are in the triplet. Here's what they look like. This is example 5 on the website. The reason quarter note triplets are difficult to count is that you have to divide two beats three ways, and we don't easily think in this way. If we divide two by three, we get two-thirds. So each note of the quarter note triplet is two-thirds of a beat long. This makes regulating the length of a quarter note triplet with a foot tap challenging, but far from impossible. I found it's easier to feel quarter note triplets than to intellectualize them like I just did, but let's break it down because it might help a little bit. The first note of the quarter note triplet is easy because it starts right on the beat, unless you're dealing with a composer who is somewhat fiendish. The second note of the triplet happens two-thirds of a beat after the first, so your foot will have gone up and will just be coming down when the second note starts. The third note of the triplet happens four-thirds of a beat after the first, or one and a third beats, so the third note starts just after the foot taps down on the second beat of the triplet. You can see how intellectualizing this is problematic. If you notice the count below, in example 6, you won't see the second beat of the triplet written. This is because you don't start a note on the second beat of the triplet. So, in a quarter note triplet, each note gets two-thirds of a beat, or two eighth note triplets. This is a confusing concept, and I would highly suggest you to get someone familiar with quarter note triplets to play some for you so you can hear how they're supposed to go. It'll be worth your time. You can also find an example, a link to a drummer playing quarter note triplets, on this book's website. Example 6 shows how eighth note triplets can help you understand quarter note triplet lengths better. If you play eighth note triplets and accent every two notes, you'll hear the correct rhythm for the quarter note triplet come out. Partner up with somebody. One person claps eighth note triplets, as slow as necessary, and the other person claps quarter note triplets. Try this. It'll help. So let me give you a measure of quarter note triplets. And I'm just going to use the syllable ta for the quarter note triplets, just so you can feel them and not be too worried about what numbers you're supposed to say. Ta 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 ta. So you can hear how that middle triplet, that middle note of the triplet, falls in between the claps. Moving on. In a week or two, you might find your memory of triplets becoming fuzzy, especially if you don't practice them. This is normal. Just like with learning a language, learning to read music takes time and a lot of exposure and practice. If the information about triplets is tough to remember, keep coming back to it until you've got it. Well, this was a fairly long section, the longest in the book, but now it's over. After the review for this chapter is the big review for the entire section. Chapter 10, Study Guide. Number 1. How long is an eighth note triplet in 4/4 time? Eighth note triplets are one beat long. Number 2. How do you count a measure of eighth note triplets in 4/4 time? One triple, two triple, three triple, four triple. Number 3. How long is a 16th note triplet? 16th note triplets are half of a beat long. Number 4. What is the count for a measure of 16th note triplets in 2/4 time? The count goes like this. 1 lolly, an lolly, 2 lolly, an lolly. Number 5. Where is your foot positioned on the and part of a beat? Your foot should be in the up position on the and, the upbeat. Number 6. How long is a quarter note triplet? Quarter note triplets are two beats long. Number 7. How long is each note in the quarter note triplet? In the quarter note triplet, each note is two-thirds of a beat long. Number 8. Draw a measure of eighth note triplets in 4/4 time. Exactly above those, align a measure of quarter note triplets. Number 9. Ask a teacher or another musician to demonstrate quarter note triplets for you, or go to this book's website at basicmusictheory.audio. Practical use exercises. Number 1. Write out 3 or more measures in 4/4 time and use all of the triplet figures you've learned. Don't forget the bar lines. Write in the count underneath the triplets you've written. And just as with other notes, you can use triplet rests as well. Number 2. Tap or say what you've written. If it's too difficult, simplify it until you can tap or say it. And by simplify, I mean either slow it down or write something that's simpler. Number 3. Have someone demonstrate quarter note triplets for you. Imitate what you hear.